integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Eat clay for better health. We're talking about natural clays that may be one of the keys to your overall preservation of health, as well as things that will help cure and heal things like irritable bowel, Crohn's, or even going into autoimmune diseases. And the reason is the ingestion of clays, such as bentonite clay. These are absorbent. This is why people lay in these clays. It pulls out toxins. It pulls out chemicals. It is selective for that without damaging your local tissue. Clays, when you talk about bentonite clays, you will get eyebrows raised from medical doctors generally not understanding it. But if you're around a room of, if you're around maybe 50 and up naturopathic doctors or holistic practitioners, chiros, they will start lecturing you about, hey, this patient recovered from using this clay, this patient recovered. Clays need to come back as we're dealing with more complex disorders. Holly, why is it, do you think, we are not using more of this in medical practice, naturopathic practice, or in our stores? Why have we gotten away from this?
All right. Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm staring at a book on my bookshelf right now called Our Earth, Our Cure. And it truly was. And before I got more educated, formally, I should say, because where I had to take all those tests where I had to circle the right answers, you know, A, B, C, or D, I was totally into, you know, homeopathy. I would have my homeopathic study groups, and I was using clay all the time. And it's true. And like everything else, I think in life, you get, you know, you sort of ebb and flow. You get away, and you need to come back. You understand that you're out of balance only by getting out of balance and learning to come back into balance. It happens to the best of us. But I got to tell you, we talk a lot on this show about passive stressors such as toxins, our environment, how we can protect ourselves, how can you can reduce exposure. And quite honestly, yes, it's true. Toxins may be all around us, but they don't have to be in us. Or, you know, I would say not for long. Because you and I have talked about a lot, too, about a daily detox. You know, people talk about detoxification processes, and then usually they do talk about them because they don't do them because they're too scared of them. They think they're going to be a big colon blow, or they're going to have to stay home from work, or, you know, this, that, or the other thing is going to happen. But quite honestly, daily detox, what can you do each and every day? Hey, here's the deal. If we're around toxins every day, exposed to plastics, pesticides, car exhaust, soaps, emulsifiers, household cleaning products, health and beauty aids, you name it. What can we just do every day to make sure that on a consistent basis we're getting things out? Well, clay, particularly bentonite clay, which is a natural volcanic clay mineral, has been shown to have the ability to bind and remove pesticides, herbicides, pathogenic viruses, and other toxins from the body. That is so important. So go ahead.
I have my jar, and when I do my big January detox the whole month, as well as my two other minis through the year, which I'll get ready to start one, I will not detox without a clay. I can tell the difference from a clay. As a matter of fact, when I start feeling good, I know it's more the clay because I'm never that toxic, and I'll let myself, other than a few weekends with Holly, hello, but other than that, I don't let myself get too toxic there. And I pulls out. Now, one thing about bentonite, listeners, there is some confusion. Bentonite does naturally have aluminum in it. And I've heard a lot of people say, I will never take it because there's some aluminum there and aluminum's bad. It's why we don't use aluminum pots and things like that. Agreed, listeners, you need to understand the aluminum in the bentonite does not cross into the bloodstream. We know this. The aluminum is an absorbent. It does not leave the intestines. It's like throwing that dry powder onto spills and the after accidents, and it pulls that stuff up. That's what the aluminum's doing, and it's leaving your body. You will not get aluminum toxic from bentonite. I just wanted to throw those points in.
No, I think those are excellent points because, yes, the heavy metal question has been around a lot when we talk about using clays. So I want to throw out a product. And as everybody knows who listens to the show all the time, Dr. Weiss and I are not, you know, in bed with any company. We don't get kickbacks from any company whatsoever. We just kind of move throughout our professional world and sometimes very much so our personal world. We stumble across products that we think are mighty fine and that are worth sharing. So I think when it comes to a quality clay that you're actually going to eat, there's a product, Yerba Prima's Great Plains Bentonite.
That's the one I have.
Yep.
That's the one I have.
Yep. So get this. Now, and you can use it independently, right? So just in just a quart bottle of Great Plains bentonite, there is over 11 football fields worth of toxin-absorbing surface area. Get that. Now, and you can use bentonite alone, but you can use it, and a lot of people do this, and I do this when I go in for the deeper detox, in conjunction with psyllium. And just a little bit of psyllium, little psyllium husk, because there you have the binding aspect of the clay, right? It binds to molecules or particles to a surface area and gets the pollutants to pass through the digestive tract. And you then bind that with the psyllium fiber. And what does fiber do? It helps pull that water back in the large colon, and you get to eliminate. That bowel movement is how we get things out on a daily basis. And if you have two or three, which is our goal, then you are definitely participating in daily detoxes.
Yeah, and be careful, because if you use too much psyllium and bentonite, you will Lamaze your way through passing stool. It will be a very, very large stool. So please start. Did you like that Lamazing piece?
Where I was just going to comment on your vocabulary. You must have just picked up some things over in Europe or something.
Lamazing. Yes, I'm just inventing words. It is. It's being around my Hollyism friend here. But be careful. Start small and slowly build and see how your system does it and what you tolerate. Because a friend of mine, he called me at 3 in the morning after he took too much. He goes, "I swear to God, I passed a football." I'm like, "How much did you take?" He goes, "Well, 3 times more than you told me. I really wanted a detox." And I said, "That's called dumb." You know, of course, he's a surgeon, right? You know, so he's like, "I'm a surgeon. I know what I'm doing." Really, what part of bentonite clay did you get when you were learning how to open a chest in residency? And so then he kind of learned the hard way, and he passed it sort of like a football. But you want to be easy with these things. The clays, Holly, are going to have to come back. Monsanto Roundup Ready stuff, where you're getting 3 times more chemical, the airs, all that things, countering our environment. Our environment's going to only give us more toxins for a while until these companies get it straight that we don't want it in our food and our air and our water. But they're not going to get it straight for a while, so we're going to have to counter it. The clays are going to have to come back. And Holly, the other thing that I think is important is you discussed a company there, and you have to with clays, because the sources, remember, these things pull in chemicals. If you have a source in a bad place, guess what it's going to be loaded with? Chemicals. It's going to be loaded with bad stuff. So you have to get a very, very quality supplement, and that is the one that I've used, and I like it also because it's in a glass jar. That's one of the things that I liked about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to pull any of the plastic stuff in.
Yeah, and there are also, please beware, there are some clays that you can get that are for external use only, and they should say, and they will say, external use only. And let me tell you, they're great. They're great for that skin health that I was talking about in the teaser. But you definitely do not want to take those things internally, because they're probably haven't been treated or sourced in the way that's safe for you to take it internally. So just make sure.
Have you ever done the mud bath? Have you ever done one of those?
Oh, like, yeah.
I've never done one.
I've done it. I've got an extraordinary bathtub. This is really funny. The selling point for our home that we live in right now is this big walk-in thing. It's a big walk-in bathtub with a shower. There's, you know, it's just you turn the corner into the bathroom and you walk down it. And, you know, people see and they're like, "Oh my gosh." Okay. Have you ever taken a bath in a square bathtub? It is the most uncomfortable thing, and you just don't think it through, okay? So I'm telling you. But yes, I have a jar of external use only bentonite clay down there, and I'll just have sit uncomfortably in my square bathtub, and I'll lather myself all up and just let myself tighten that skin. It pulls out the pores. Oh, it's just so good. And when I feel the internal stuff working, or I think about it, it's going to be doing the same thing. So it gets me all excited. I'm going to get some clay today.
Eat clay for better health. We're talking about bentonite clay. Just start with a teaspoon by itself and a little bit of water. Drink it at bedtime. Then maybe add a little bit of psyllium in if you haven't had problems with psyllium. Maybe about a half a teaspoon with that. Build that up until you see what it is. It's part of every detox. Yerba Prima makes a nice clean version of it, detoxing or removing obstacles to health. That's how we keep you well at Radio MD, radiomd.com.